You're listening to the Business of African Fashion podcast with Victory. This is an online community where we teach passionate entrepreneurs how to build and maintain profitable fashion businesses while connecting with other fashion entrepreneurs. Get ready to be empowered with actionable strategies that can be applied to your business today. Let's start the show. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Business of African Fashion podcast. My name is Victory, and I hope that you are having an amazing day, an amazing week, an amazing month, wherever you are. And welcome to today's episode, and I will be talking today about what to do when you're feeling unsupported in your fashion or creative endeavors. This episode is for those of you who might be feeling unsupported, those of us who might be feeling like nobody really understands, even though we do feel supported, or also for those who have a vision, but where they are right now doesn't look like where they have visioned themselves to be or where they have been called to be. This podcast episode is for you. So I have 3 points that I'm going to go over about how to overcome this season where you're waiting to get to where you need to go, this season of laying the foundations for your business, this season of learning as much information as you can, this season of building your character and your resilience, because we know it's not easy to build any kind of business, and especially to build a fashion business in the African fashion space as well. So my first point is keep your tunnel vision, keep your eyes on the prize. So if you have a vision for your business, for your company, for what you're trying to build, the first thing that you can do to help you overcome and survive and even thrive in this season is to keep your eyes on the prize. And what does that mean to keep your eyes on the prize? So keeping your eyes on the prize means when you get an idea, write it down, keep it somewhere, write the vision and make it plain. And you don't have to share your ideas with everyone. And I'm going to say this from coming from a place of compassion and a place of love, because a lot of times when we get ideas and when we get these grand visions of what we're trying to do, we tend to want to share with other people because we think that if they approve it, then that makes it legit, or that makes it more solid, or that makes it something that's better. And you don't need to do that, actually, because a lot of times when people aren't the ones who've been given the vision, they're not able to represent it, they're not able to support it, and they're not able to appreciate it as much because they weren't the ones that were given the vision, right? So let's think about a practical example. If you went to the museum and you saw a painting, you would have so much more appreciation for that painting than someone who you met when you went back home and you were trying to describe the painting to them, right? Because they never saw the painting, and maybe you don't even have a photo of it, but you're just telling them, oh, this is what I saw, and it was so grand. They're not going to be able to appreciate it. They're not going to be able to support it, and not because they're a bad person, but like because they haven't seen the painting. Right. So the same thing with your business. When you get this idea, when you're called, when God drops this vision in your heart, write it down, keep meditating on it, keep doing your research, keep learning in the industry, but you don't necessarily need to share it with everyone. And the second thing with keeping your eyes on the prize, keeping your tunnel vision is, y'all, do not compare yourself to other people and don't allow anyone to compare you. Right. So those are 2 different things. Don't compare yourself to anyone. Is don't think, oh, I see this person doing a fashion business and they have this many followers on Instagram and they have this many sales and they're always screenshotting their PayPal or their Paystack and they have this much money and I'm not making any money in my business and blah, 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 blah. Please don't do that to yourself. Please do not do that to yourself. It's not healthy for your mental health and it's not going to help your business. Comparison really is the thief of joy, you guys. And the reality is that the people who are posting on social media, applause to them. I'm not going to talk down on anybody, but you don't know the full story. You don't know what they've been through. You don't know when they had to go through this season of setting their foundations. You literally have no idea, no clue about that. And also, you don't know their entire strategy. You don't know how their business is operating. You literally are only seeing the highlight reel. And I know everybody says it, Instagram, social media is a highlight reel, but I have to say it again, it really is. And especially for fashion companies, you know, you see the K behind the number of followers and you're like, oh, this brand is popping and they've been featured in Vogue and they've been featured here and that. And all of that is great, but please do not compare your season with where these people are at. You don't know how long they've been building and you're just starting out, right? You can't compare your chapter one to someone else's chapter 35. Like, that's just unreasonable. So please give yourself grace. And then to the second part of my point, don't allow anyone to compare you. You know, I don't know if this happens in other African countries, but in a lot of the Nigerian movies that I've watched and even a lot of Nigerian homes, there is this very toxic culture of comparing children to one another. So parents who come in and brag like, oh, my daughter is going to medical school at, you know, Johns Hopkins and my son is in Harvard Business School. What's your son doing? Please, please do not allow anyone to compare you to anyone else. If they do that, let them know I respect you, but please do not compare me to someone else because I'm on my own journey, right? Because what this comparison can tend to do is diminish your self-worth and make you feel like you're behind or make you feel like you don't know what you're doing with your life. Meanwhile, you have a vision and you have a passion and you are working towards things. So don't compare yourself and definitely do not allow anyone who doesn't know the vision for your life and the calling that God has placed upon you to compare you to anybody else. That's the first point. That's how you keep your tunnel vision, keep your eyes on the prize. And the second point is find a community to plug into. I think this is so important. This is so very important because having a community just does something to change the way that you see where you are, to change the way that you think about your season, to change the way that you perceive what you're working on right now. And a community can be a group of fellow fashion entrepreneurs, a group of fellow creatives, which is why one of my aims and my goals for creating this podcast, for creating this platform, is to create a community for African fashion entrepreneurs to connect, to grow, to network, to learn together. So definitely click the link in the show notes. Also, the link is in my Instagram bio to sign up for our email list and be notified about the community. It's so very important to be plugged in with other people who are also doing what you're doing or something similar because you find strength really in community. It helps you not to feel so alone. You can ask questions, you can share resources, you can get support. And community is just so very, very important. I know that for me. So I am currently studying to take some exams, some professional accounting exams. And what I noticed about myself is that the times when I'm studying alone for the exams, I'm more tired, I'm drained. You know, there's all these negative thoughts like, what if I don't pass? What if this happens? What if that happens? But when I'm plugged into community, even if it's just a group like text message with other people who are studying for the CPA or Facebook or something like that, it really is very helpful for me to be able to understand their process and their journey and to be able to kind of walk with them and share my resources and share the struggles that I've had. So I think that community is so very important for those who are feeling unsupported to continue to plug into and to continue to have. And I'm excited for the Business of African Fashion community. I have such a huge vision for what it's going to grow and develop into. And I'm excited for you guys to be a part of it. So definitely please click the link, put your email in there, sign up, and we can definitely get started. And my third point for those who are feeling unsupported in their fashion endeavors, for those who feel like the season that they're in is looking very different from the vision that they were given or the vision that they have for their business, is you have to play the long game versus the short game. So you have to be very strategic about the way that you think about your business and your brand. What do I mean by playing the long game versus the short game? So personally, I think the short game is wanting to build a business, to make a quick profit, to blow on Instagram, to, you know, get clout, to go viral. Those are short game, right? And it's so crazy how much our world has evolved. Like, the attention span is so much smaller now. You can be viral today and be relevant tomorrow. That's the short game, right? The short game is just wanting things for the now, just wanting pleasure for the now, versus the long game, which is really taking a very strategic approach in developing your brand, in creating your brand identity, in building who you're going to be. It takes patience, it takes resilience. You're going to make some mistakes, you're going to learn, you're going to fall, and then you get back up and then you build again. And I'm saying all this not as someone who has played the long game all the way to the end. I'm sharing this because this is currently where I am right now. I tried the short game of, like, let me do as many reels as I can on Instagram, and let me go on TikTok, and hopefully maybe one day my TikTok will have a million likes or a million views. And it's so easy to burn out with that business model. It's not sustainable. And also, the people that you attract aren't really people who are going to stick around long term. They're there to laugh and then, you know, move on swiftly. So think about being strategic about your business, playing the long game versus the short game. And another point of doing that, being strategic, is educating yourself, right? So I'm commending you for listening to this podcast, because that's part of educating yourself, right? Reading books about fashion, and not just books about fashion, but books about the business aspect of fashion. Because if you know, I've talked about this a few times, the purpose of this podcast is to really shed the light on the financial perspective of building a fashion business, right? What are the bills that need to be paid? What are the things that we need to take into consideration? How much is the opportunity cost of building a fashion business? What are the factors that we need to take into consideration from a financial perspective? How do fashion companies keep the lights on, right? So educating yourself about these kinds of things, not just the fashion aspect, but the business aspect, right? And just asking questions, educating yourself, listening to experts in the industry, being curious. That's how you play the long game versus spending all your time, like I did, recording and editing TikTok videos and doing all of the, I don't know what they call them these days, like the viral, like the trends on TikTok, like the song that's popping, or doing all of that. It's just exhausting. Like, I think about that stuff now and I'm like, wow, Victory, you had time. Because these days, I just want to put my head down and really be strategic about what I'm doing before I take action. So that's also my third point. And another thing in playing the long game versus the short game is have an idea of where you want to go, not just in terms of how much money you want to make or how many followers you want to have or what fashion magazines you want to be featured in, but what impact do you want to have? What impact do you want your brand to have, right? This really helps you. This is a question that's going to take you a few days really to answer if you're really thinking about this and reflecting on it and saying, okay, this brand that I've been given a vision for, what impact do I want it to have on the world? What impact do I want it to have on the African fashion space, right? And when you start to come up with these points, the impact that you want to have, it really, really helps you with the long game, because then you have a strategic foundation upon which you're going to build your business. It helps you know what your brand values are. It helps you understand that if this is not in alignment with the impact that I want my brand to have, then it's just not an opportunity that I'm going to explore. And if it's in alignment, then you go for it, right? And it helps you be more prepared rather than just, you know, kind of throwing things at the wall and hoping that something sticks. Because the short game, what it really is just, you know, hopping on every trend, hopping on everything that seems to be going viral, and, you know, keeping your fingers crossed that one day you'll be part of the people that go viral. That's not very strategic. It's not very smart in this day and age. It might have worked maybe when Instagram first, you know, started, and, you know, there weren't like as many accounts and as many people trying, and it's like all of us are swimming really, really quickly to try to go viral, and it's like there's so many people swimming now that the pool is just a mess, right? So you might as well be more strategic and think about, if we're all going to be in this pool, how can I, you know, maybe get a floater, or maybe get a paddleboard? How can I get to where I'm trying to get to faster? And not just faster in the sense of time, but being more strategic about the processes and the procedures that I'm going to put in place to make sure that my business is able to get there. And I know I've said a lot, and, you know, we're just starting this podcast. I know this is just like the third or so episode. We haven't really gone deep into some of these topics and some of these ideas that I'm introducing. But I really encourage you to think about the impact that you want to have. And that's associating yourself with the long game versus the short game, which is just focusing on profit or clout or wanting to blow or, you know, all of these other short-term things. So quick recap, the point of this episode, how to navigate the season where you're feeling unsupported in your fashion or creative endeavors, how to navigate the season where what you're seeing right now doesn't look like the vision that you hoped and had for your brand. The first point is to keep your tunnel vision, keep your eyes on the prize. And how do we do that? The first thing is you don't need to share your ideas with everyone. And don't compare yourself to people, and do not allow anyone to compare you to other people. Second point, very, very important, is find a community to plug into. And again, the link to join our community, to sign up for our email list, is going to be in the show notes, as well as on our Instagram bio. And the third point is to be strategic about your business, which is playing the long game versus the short game. And we define the long game as being strategic, educating yourself, and thinking about the impacts that you want to have on the world and the impact that you want your brand to have as well. All right, you guys, in conclusion, it takes time to build a fashion business, okay? Let's not rush. Let's really take our time, because the reality is that the African fashion industry is one that's still developing. And if we're really going to do this thing long-term, we have to set the right foundations. And if we're going to build these businesses, we have to make sure that not only do they live while we're here, that they outlive us, and they're companies that can be passed on from generation to generation and continue to employ people, to produce wealth for the good people of the African countries and even Africans in diaspora as well. We have to make sure that we're setting the right foundations. And for us to do this, we have to keep our eyes on the prize. We have to just keep being strong and remember that even if what you see today doesn't look like the vision that you're given, if you keep working at it one day at a time, one day you look up and you realize, like, wow, girl, you don't build a whole fashion company, right? So let's just keep working hard. And thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Business of African Fashion podcast. I would love to hear your feedback about this episode. Please send me an email at businessofafricanfashion@gmail.com with your feedback, or you can send me a DM on Instagram. I just ask that if you disagree with anything that I talked about in this episode, that you please speak to me with dignity and with respect, and I will apply the same to you as well. And let me know what your takeaways are from this episode, and I will see you guys on the next one. Talk to you soon. Bye.